a good win, hard fought.
Yeah, hard fought. We probably knew it was going to be. You know, I don't think we were ever as good as the score lines in Ulster suggested. You know, we just had a good day up front and we got goals at the right times in games. And you know, the goals just eluded us today. We hit the crossbar. We had missed a penalty, and you know, and had some real good chances. You know, squandered, and Tipperary defended very valiantly as well. So, but look, we still kicked 17 points and we're in the quarterfinals, and that's the main thing, I suppose.
Yeah. But 10-6 up at half time, you know, you got after that great start 4 points in succession before they scored at all, maybe one or two goal chances as well.
Yeah, well, that was the thing, you know, when a team has a player the calibre of Ashley Maloney, you know, you're always on tenterhooks because she's a bit of magic, and she had a great chance for goal in the first half herself, and Laura Gallagher made a brilliant save. So the goals are a big part of ladies football, and you know, you very rarely you get a game that has no goals, but look, we're very happy not to have conceded any, and fair play to Laura and the defence.
Yeah, certainly Laura came back today and certainly did very well, because she made two brilliant, I think, point blank saves.
Brilliant saves, and her kicking was very good as well. Very confident and very competent, you know, and that's what you want from your goalkeeper, and gives a bit of faith in the, you know, to the rest of the players at the field. So yeah, look, very happy for Laura. She's waited a long time for her chance, and she took it with two hands, and we're just happy.
Mentioned Ashley Maloney and the performance she had. We can't forget Geraldine McLaughlin as well. 12 points today, and I thought came in for a lot of harsh treatment.
12 points and probably a lot of frees, and was fouled for nearly all them frees herself into the bargain. Geraldine's a very, very good player, you know, and she's in a very good forward line there with players the calibre of Niamh and Hegarty and Yvonne around her, and Sarah Jim McDonald's been a new find for us, and Ailey Schwartz. So it's about trying to get as much out of the unit as you can, and Geraldine's a focal point, and you know, she's a serious weapon for us, and she makes a difference a lot of days.
Having had such a soft run, an easy run in Ulster, you know, in many ways this was a game maybe that the doctor ordered.
Yeah, probably, you know, we may not have wanted it as tight, you know, it was a wee bit nervy, and you felt that if they got a goal it was going to make a serious job of it there, and it was going to make it a very tight finish, and thankfully we kept that out. Look, we probably sailed a bit close to the wind, to be fair. You wouldn't want it that tight every day, and we'll have to sit down now and try and work out in the next 24 hours why.
Was the 5 week gap a reason, one of the reasons, maybe a little rusty, a little stale? They had a match last week, they've had to play a couple of games in Munster, I think, since you played as well.
They have, but look, again, you know, we had a couple of challenge matches as well. We played Dublin a game 2 weeks ago, so you know, nothing better than a crack at the Dubs to waking you up. So look, it was just one of those days. I think you've got to give Tipperary credit as well. You know, they fight really hard, and you know, they're a big, strong physical team, and they made life difficult for us in that respect. You know, we found it hard to break tackles, and they got away through our tackles quite, you know, easier than we did. So I think they deserve a bit of credit as well for their efforts and what they brought to the game. But look, I say we just
they were very physical as well.
Very physical, aye, and funny, ladies football's getting a wee bit more physical, you know, as the game's going on. But then I suppose, like all matches, the referee is a big bearing, and some of the stuff he let go there, we felt that they got the freeze a bit, maybe a touch easier than we got, and there was definitely no cards, and I can't understand how you could win so many frees and not get a card, to be honest, with the ease with which cards are given out in ladies football. But look,
the bottom line is you've won, and you're through to the quarterfinals with a game to spare.
Through to the quarterfinals, a game to spare. Now the next game is massive, absolutely huge. You lose the next one, you play Dublin in the quarterfinal, and if you win, you avoid them. You play Armagh Monaghan, so you know that's a massive carrot, and it's the stakes very, very high for next week. So look, we'll come and we'll give it our best again and regroup and try and pick the bones out of this and see where it went wrong, you know. And in terms of our fluency up front, you know it's funny, you chat about things going wrong, you score 17 points, but we want to see why, you know, why we just weren't as fluid as we were, and we didn't cut them open the way we did in previous rounds, you know, and we need to look at those kind of things. But we're very happy to be in the next round anyway.